The highlights of the cultural weekend in our region include orchestral music, dance, early music, chamber music, choral music, jazz, plus a whole lot more. The Tanglewood season proper kicks off this weekend with the arrival of the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Andres Nelsons and a host of superstar guest musicians, including pianist Emmanuel Axe and violinist and Sophie Mutter. On Friday night, Manny Axe will accompany the BSO in Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 22 in E-flat, K482, and the BSO will play Mahler's Symphony No. 5. On Saturday night, Mutter takes the stage for the BSO's first Tanglewood performance of André Previn's violin concerto called And Sophie, which was written for and dedicated to her, and which is being performed in celebration of the composer who passed away last February. Also on the program are works by Joan Tower and Dvorak. Choreographer Reggie Wilson and his Brooklyn-based Fist and Heel Performance Group present a roving performance on the grounds of Hancock Shaker Village on Saturday at 2 p.m. Compagnie CNDC angers Robert Swinston honors Merce Cunningham at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Mass., with performances tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Tonight, Aston Magna opens its festival season with Birth of the String Quartet, featuring music by Caldara, Costello, Purcell, Mozart, Haydn, and others at Time and Space in Hudson, New York. Remember, it's early music, so don't be late. Tonight at the Saugerties Reformed Church in Saugerties, New York, the wonderfully talented and brilliant Phoebe Legere and Joachim Larty join forces using dance, song, and tribal costumes to tell the story of how jazz began. Showtime is 6:30 p.m. Admission is free. On Saturday night, Elin Jewell, self-styled Queen of the Minor Key, brings her blend of noirish rockabilly, surf-tinge country, retro rock, and jazzy folk to Club Helsinki Hudson at 9 p.m., joined by her band. Jewel will be playing old favorites, recent hits, and previewing songs from her upcoming album, Gypsy, due out next month. The 50th anniversary of the original Woodstock Festival of Music and Arts is coming up fast, and this weekend the build-up to that anniversary begins at the Emerson Resort in Mount Tremper, New York, with a three-day event kicking off tonight at 7 p.m. with the original promoter, Michael Lang, at a reception and book signing for The Road to Woodstock, which he co-wrote with Woodstock author Holly George Warren. Also on tap for the weekend are art exhibits, talks, film screenings, yoga, a concert, and a roundtable conversation, moderated by Holly George Warren, featuring musicians and other figures from the original festival. Berkshire Playwrights Lab presents Judgment Day, written by Rob Ulin and directed by BPL co-artistic director Matthew Penn. Another in its staged reading series at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Mass., next Wednesday, July 10th at 7:30 p.m. Also, Momix brings dance entertainment to the Mahawi tonight at 8 and Saturday at 7. Ida O'Keefe escapes George's shadow at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass. The Supertone Roots Music Festival lands at Basilica Hudson on Saturday at 2 p.m., The New York City Gay Men's Chorus brings Quiet No More, a choral celebration of Stonewall, to Lumberyard in Catskill on Saturday at 8 p.m. Ronald K. Brown's Evidence premieres its new dance, Mercy, featuring music written and performed by Michelle Endegeo Cello at Bard Summerscape. Tonight, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.